Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello.
Fresh in from Egypt.
I don't know how fresh, but
Oh, okay. Yeah.
yeah. When
Just
I
got off
opened and home,
the
yeah.
Oh, goodness. I
Good.
know. That was a wild ride, I bet. It's always so much fun, but yeah, it's in the adjustment process through the time zones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always fun, but there, it's like, ooh, hope, I was like, I hope there's no challenges this time. So this time when I got there, my nose started to get a little bit, and I start and then it's a chest cough, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the whole time.
Oh
The whole time. So
no.
like when we went to the channel panel,
Yeah.
how I was there,
Yeah.
whatever that was resurfaced, I don't. So it's really interesting because yeah, I go into the why did that, well, how was that serving me? But
Yeah.
it did. I'll tell you what, we had such a phenomenal group of people, and typically, Laura and I will step in and lead things. And because maybe I wasn't feeling as great, somebody would step in and do it for me and be like, well, it's like, does anybody else want to tune in and get a message? And so they would. And so I think it gave opportunity for me to step back a little bit and this group of people to step forward and really step into their gifts and their powers and abilities. So for that part it was great. I'm like, I'm really willing to do that without having any of the things going on. I'm being told
Yeah, I've
I'm a
been
little
turning up.
quiet.
Yeah, I've been turning up the volume to get you louder on my end.
I don't know what to do about that because the microphone, I can
Okay,
hold
so
it up here. Is that any better? Do I sound any louder now?
yeah. Oh, he's saying
No.
no. Okay.
Let me just go to my microphone settings and see if there's anything there. Meanwhile, Julia, ask him what you like to ask.
Well, I want to know where you're from. Let's shine your light, shine up your part of the grid. Very, very important. So tell us where you're from, and then Tiffany will be reading it off so we can all see where we're all from, so we can see that we're not alone in this crazy, wild, wacky world of all this wonderful work that we're doing and being. Oh, they're emphasizing you are being, you're not doing, you are being. So because there's so many of us that think we have to do and work, and it's like it's not. We gotta let it go, let it go, let it go. Okay, so but tell us where you're from, and then Tiffany's gonna read it off, and I, then we can see where all the pings of light are. So, Tracy.
I don't know if anything I'm doing
Yes.
has changed anything.
Yep, that did.
Okay. All right. Much better is the feedback on both ends. So maybe I can move this away from my face a little bit. Not feel like it's like right there. Okay, so what would I like you guys to do? I'd like you guys to ask questions. I'd love for you to open up whatever format you're in, if it's YouTube, if it's Facebook, and get into our chat and ask a question. But how do you do that and effectively get your question asked? Here with Tiffany in capital letters with all kinds of emojis and happy faces. And maybe it's Princess Tiffany. Maybe it's Goddess Tiffany in the sky. Maybe it is Butterfly Tiffany because we like that one.
Yeah.
And so
And who
find
is
creative
Tiffany?
ways.
I didn't announce her in the beginning. Who is Tiffany? Our question
Oh,
master.
the
Hey,
question master
Tiff.
and my surrogate daughter.
You can unmute, Tiff.
Oh, hello. Thank you, Tracy. I'm glad you joined the show.
Finally, she unmutes. Sweet. Oh my goodness. So, all the good things. So, I hear that on Easter, which is this Sunday, that there's supposed to be something fantastic going on with the Sphinx. And I don't know all
That's
the
right. There was
details.
something because I was asking you. I said, "When are you going to be there?" And
Yeah.
you're like, "You were coming back right before it was happening." And I don't remember what it was, but it was like, "Yeah, there's something
Yeah, it seemed
going
like there
on."
was something astrological going on. So if somebody in the audience knows what that is, can you let us know what it is? Because I personally, I saw a little blip on it about it being Easter Sunday, and that's about all I know. But yeah,
That's
I'm not there anymore
cool
to.
that it's happening right after you were there. So I'm sure whatever you were doing.
Yeah, it had to be directly linked to something we were doing there.
Absolutely.
Has to be.
Absolutely.
All the other people that were there, nope, right here. yeah. So, anyways, I am excited to kind of see what happens with that. But I'll tell you, the timelines that we change and shift when we go to do a group like that, it's. So right now we just returned from that. I think I got home Tuesday night, I think. And our group, we're in a group chat, and you can't really prepare people for coming home. You can kind of try and prepare them for, okay, when you go to Egypt, the energies will be different, da da da. Your life changes. You change when you're there, and your experiences and everything that we do. And when we do our groups, we do meditations, we do exercises, we do regressions, we do all kinds of
I
things
was gonna say,
on
it's not just because it was
it's
easy. It's like any of the groups, any like our retreats, any of these things where we all get together and we're doing these focused things.
yeah so things you learn about yourself there. And when you come home, sometimes you get that resistance of, you're coming home like this ball of light, and the people you're coming home to aren't ready for it.
Come down to earth.
Yep. And it's like, yank, let's see if we can get them back down. They're tugging on your cord. So it's been interesting as we all come home. And like for me personally, it was it wasn't that anybody was trying to bring me down back down in that way, but it was like, well, we didn't want to let you know, but my car broke down. It was things that were happening like that. All three of my kids, their vehicles stopped working.
Oh, interesting.
So now we are all using mine until we can get this figured out.
Well,
And
that's
it's
interesting.
working, we're figuring it out, but it's like, that's interesting that all
What's
three of
that
them.
about?
Yeah. Mommy
Are you
leaves
the
and
engine that keeps everything going?
yeah. And maybe that was their way to stay connected to me. Well, we'll all use her car. So anyway, so that's what we're dealing with here. And yeah, it's been interesting, as it always is, when we reintegrate and go back into normal life, I have to cook my own meals now, you guys.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
But they're probably what you want.
At least I get to make what I want. Yeah. But nobody's bringing it to me, and it's like, well,
Man. Yeah.
it's
And when
got to
you're on
be.
those, you were on a little cruise, right? Were you on
Yep.
a Nile cruise? Oh, you didn't do that this time?
Well, we did. So what we did is we rented what they call the Diabea boats. I'm probably still saying it wrong. Diabea boat. And it was just our group. So we did, we had a dedicated group of people just for us in this little boat, and it had like 12 cabins, I think, in it. And so and then we spent, I believe it was 4 nights on the Nile, and we did all of our stops in between there. So
Yeah, but
yes, we did,
my
but we
point is that
didn't.
you had somebody cooking, they were probably cleaning the
Yeah.
room, and they were done. That was where I was trying to get to, is like, now you have to do all that again for
Now we
yourself.
have to do all that again. Yeah. Yeah. So, but that was our first experience with doing it that way. And I'll tell you what, that's a game changer. So
That was nice.
if anybody wants to go to Egypt, we do a really cool trip, and that's going to now be a permanent part of our cool trip.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We have the big, what do you call them? River cruise boats or whatever, where, there's multiple people on
Yeah,
it.
you're sharing with other people. Oh,
I know.
good.
Anyways, we did that the last 2 times, and this time, and somebody suggested to us to try one of these boats, and we kept wanting to look at one. They were supposed to tour us on one, and then we just decided, let's try it and see what happens, see if we like it. And you guys, it is the coolest experience to just, it's,
Nice.
I can't even. It was like, everyone there was commenting on how this was like the trip of a lifetime, because we're
Wow.
literally going down the Nile and there's palm trees. People don't realize how beautiful Egypt is.
Well, you are literally, I remember on the Nile, you really feel it on the cruise on the Nile. You are really stepping back in time.
Back in
Wow.
time. And there's
You
palm
are.
trees and there's fields and there's people working out in their fields with their little carts and donkeys, and yeah, you feel like you're time traveling. That is the first thing. And then we're out there and it's a sunny day and we're laying out on our loungers and we're getting in circles and just doing our little chats and our things, and nobody's bothering us, nobody's interrupting us. We get to do whatever we want. And it was like, I
Nice.
can't believe we ever did it any other way. So that for one was, it's a big game changer for us, and we'll be doing that again. And yeah, just we got to go into the Khafre pyramid, which was the one that they saw the pillars under. That was a pretty cool experience. I had never been in that one. Did you guys do that when you were there,
I don't
Khafre?
remember. I they all fused together in my mind. There's a few that stood out, but after a while, you know, I mean, some of them I don't remember their names. So
Yeah, so it's the one that looks like it's got a little cap on the top. And then there's the Giza, the one with the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, and
yeah, I mean, those are the big pyramid has the cap on top. Great pyramid.
we're
Love
gonna
it.
sit here and think about this. So it's the one in the middle. How about that? We'll do that. Anyway, we got to go to two of them. So that was good. And then at the end, we got to add a pyramid called the Medium Pyramid, which shows how they build them
Oh,
from
nice.
the inside out, and the outer shell had kind of fallen off part way. So you can see the inner shell of it, which is really cool. We got some really cool information when we were doing our channels and stuff like that. So it was a good trip. Real
Nice.
good trip. And now we're all coming back from that, and
Yeah.
I'll be like, I don't have jet lag. And then 3 o'clock hits. I'm like, why am I so tired?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, pass out. And I have to tell you guys, we're really lucky I'm here, because I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna take a little nap because I got started getting really super tired. So I thought I put like a 40-minute timer on my phone. But what I didn't notice, it was set 1 hour and 40 minutes. But I woke up at exactly 4:30, which is when it was supposed to go off. And so I woke
And
up anyways.
you
I was
got
like,
probably what you needed too.
yeah. I was all snuggled in. It's one of those really good ones where you're all just snuggled in and felt
Good.
so nice. And it was just enough that it wasn't too much. 'Cause yesterday I slept and I probably took off like a couple of hours, and then it's hard to get back into normal life. So I just need a little one. All right, I'm going to quit talking about Egypt, you guys, and we'll
Well,
let
that's fun.
Tiffany talk to
That's
you guys
our
about where
energy
you're from.
update is Egypt.
Yes, the energy update is Egypt. It's really cool energy right now.
Nice.
So
Okay, Tiff. We have anybody selling, telling where they're selling where they're from?
$5, $5. No.
Sure, we have Portland, Canada, Australia, another Australia,
Love it.
San Antonio, Canada, Seattle, another Australia, Canada,
Right.
Florida, Illinois, California, Canada, Australia, UK,
You
Australia,
guys.
Maine, New Hampshire, Seattle, Oregon, Ontario, another Ontario.
Nice.
Canada, Australia, New Jersey,
Man, Canada and Australia, you guys are in the
Wisconsin,
house.
Florida, Connecticut, Canada, New
That is
Zealand,
great.
Kansas, Maine,
Woo!
Ontario, Kansas City. That's it.
That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right.
Love your lights. Love your lights. Can you see it? Can you just close your eyes and imagine all those places that are being lit up, all those parts on the grid. It's so cool.
It is. It's like light. I like that image that I get in my head when it's all pink, pink, like you. And I see you doing this, but it's always lighting up everywhere. Love it. Love it. All right.
It's
Do we?
heart lights.
The heart light.
Each time I get a little bit more vision, and I'm like, I can't grasp it enough though to interpret it. And like I'm getting a visual. Anyway, but I see it's like beams of light from your heart. That's what's going up to the grid.
I love it.
Yeah. Cool
All the
beam.
heart lights.
Yeah,
Are we
very
ready
nice.
for questions, or is there more to talk about? Is there anything?
I'm ready. We would like to say an official. We missed you, Tracy.
Oh, I missed you guys too.
Glad you're back.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be home.
I know.
And those are very long trips for me. So I usually, about the 10th day, I'm like, I'm ready to go home. And then it's like, oh, I got another week. So, yeah. But then I get a second wind and I have a good time. But
It wasn't that many years ago that you did your first international trip ever. Yeah, I'm
that
just, that was not that long ago.
was when you guys went to Peru.
So I've been in, was that in 2019?
Sounds about right. And then I went to Spain.
You
That
went to
was
Spain, yeah.
my first out of country trip.
And
Yeah.
now look at you.
Look at me now. I know. Like, where else? What other stamps can we put on that passport? Yeah. One of the things I did discover, and the airports are really updating their scanning systems and getting everybody through. So I went through bells and whistles and hoops and jumps to get my global entry card.
And now you don't need it.
I'm telling you, my friends are waiting for me on the other side. And it's
That's
like,
happened a few times with me and Tiffany, because she's got the fast track and the global entry. And the
yeah.
last couple of times we've been on a trip, yeah, my line, which has no bells and whistles, is shorter than her line because everybody's doing that now. And so sometimes I've gotten through as fast or a little faster. And
Yeah, well, the Portland airport, all of their system is exactly white, like the whole idea is, oh, I don't have to take off my shoes. I won't
Oh, it's
pull
so nice.
my computer and my liquids out, and I can just go through. Well, now their system is like that for everybody.
They just got
And
special
like,
machines.
well, then what's the point of the global entry? So, and
They'll
then I
probably have something
suppose
that makes it special later.
probably, but when we got back, so we did customs in LA, and I was with Laura and David, and they're like, oh, well, you got the global entry, so you can go over there. And I said, I'll just stay with you guys. It's like, what's the point? So by the time we walked through and got up to where we were supposed to be, it was like, we're just constantly moving. And I'm like, I would have had to walk around there, go over here, get over here to get to the global entry spot. I would just be getting there, and we were already up there. All they do is you scan, you go up
It
and you
goes,
get scanned, and then
it's
you get a
nice
green
though.
light, you go. And it's like, they're doing it the same way for everybody. Nobody's getting their, they didn't have to go up to the
That's
counter.
nice that they've got proven systems that can do that. It's like, okay, yeah, we can do this more efficiently now.
Yeah. So it's like, again, what was, I mean, we just went right on up and never stopped walking. We never had
Nice.
to stop and wait or anything. It just kept going. And I
Very
was
nice,
like,
because usually that's the hardest part is when you come back to the United States, that's where you get
yeah.
all the stuff
Now, the
you
ones
have.
that, yeah, because they have the two lanes you can go into. If you're a U.S. citizen, you go here. And if you got to go through customs, that get the stamp, you go through the other lane. So, yeah, so getting back in was just as quick. And I'm like, seriously, I spent that time and money to get that thing. And now everybody's doing the same system. So,
Well,
yeah. Anyway,
you
that's my two
still
cents
got
on
it.
global entry.
Yeah. Hey, still elite. You got it.
I have a card. It makes me feel special, even if my friends are waiting for me on the other side. Like, how did you get through already? And they're like, there was no line. We just walked right through. It's like, oh, well. Anyway, all right. I bet you there's some questions. If
Yeah,
not, you guys get on that and get some questions for us.
let's see what's happening.
Mom, you'll like this one.
Oh, okay.
Tiffany Blessed Wings.
Oh.
I was playing 2012 conference in the background. It infiltrated my dream. I started off in a room alone. Then there was a group. They were talking about two new books from Julia.
Well,
I guess I should have said
okay.
Tracy Lord.
You know, a long time ago, someone told me that I would be writing three books, or it may have been right after I wrote the first one. There's like, you've got three books. I'm like, look how long it took me to get the one. Really? You think I'm going to do three? But that's interesting. So maybe it's getting closer.
Maybe.
I'm
I'd
open
like to
to it. I
see.
just need it to kind of make itself evident to me. I'm not gonna, I mean, that's, you need inspiration. You need something. I'm not gonna just sit here and go, okay, write a book. I don't, you know, I need something. So I won't, I promised I wouldn't do the entire resistance thing that I did for Soul Speak.
The entire, maybe a little bit of it, but not the whole thing.
Because that's kind of my natural state is to resist. But you notice I didn't do that this time by going, no more. But I just went, hey, I was told that before. So I'm open to it and I'm willing to do it once I understand. So that's cool. Did they happen to show you the titles or give you any more information?
Did you get the content of those books?
Chapters of table of contents.
I mean, if you're gonna dream big, get it all.
But that's
I
really
think that
cool.
it's in you.
You think what?
I was gonna let Tiffany go. She keeps
Oh,
on muting.
okay.
You guys don't see what we see. She's like, dee-dee-dee.
She's playing with us.
She
All I
is.
was going to say was you can reach out to Auntie Sean. That's who said it. So you can
Okay.
with
Okay. See what
it.
she, yeah.
Get the details. Oh, that's
Cool.
great.
That's super cool. Thank you.
Okay, next question. Question, Queen of the Universe. Thank you.
Ooh, nice.
I need some advice on how I can make my dream of going to Egypt next year and before that to New Mexico.
Oh, good choices.
Okay.
So New Mexico, like
Like Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, yeah. You make it
Yeah,
all
yeah.
happen.
It's absolutely. First of all, I mean, your first thing is believe that you can. And I like that you're saying, I want, you know, how can I do this? And that's probably one of your best questions is how, when you ask how, the universe steps in and shows you how. And so, you know, how can this be accomplished? How can I do this? You know, so you're asking for the how rather than coming in with there's no way, no, you know, all the blocking that, you know, we tend to do. It's like, so just do that. Say how I please, you know, how can I get there? Show me how to get there. Any of those things, and be open, because then you'll start, pathways will start forming for you. Don't worry about the how for you. You just ask them, look, I really want to be here. I want to be at these things. Show me how to do it. Just, you know, make it happen. Whatever, however puts it in there that you believe it and you know it will happen.
Do I go into story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like an echo of myself when I'm like, how do I get to level two? How do I get to my training? And Julia was a great catalyst for that and helping in the house. But I think the one thing that shifted my energy and made it happen was one of my friends said, well, you talk about this all the time. Do you know that? And I said, yeah. And she's like, well, how bad do you want to go? I said, I want to go. I'm really bad. And she goes, then why are you letting anything stop you? And when she said that, it was just like, in my mind, I'm like going through all the but. And she goes, seriously, if I wanted to go as bad as you sound like you want to go, I mean, I would sleep in my car. I would bubble, you know, and she's going through all the things that, you know, it's like worst case scenario, sleep in your car and do that. And it's like, Okay. So then I got very determined to go. And I just took the leap of faith and started booking it.
Yeah, I remember you just started booking. You're like, I'm not sure how it's going to work. I'm just
Yeah,
going to book.
it was in Eureka Springs, and the hotel that you guys were having it at would let you book the hotel and then pay when you got there.
Yeah.
So I did. I booked it, and I'm like, okay, I booked the hotel. And then remember, I got this miraculous car. I don't even know how I found the website, but I
Yeah.
rented a car
Yeah.
for a whole week for like 150 bucks or
Yeah.
something. And other people were paying that much just for a one-way driver to take them from the
Yeah.
airport to Eureka Springs and then not have a car. And so I don't know how I did that. And yeah, just everything. The day before I flew out, the money came in for the hotel. And that's how much faith I had to have. I was going to fly out. I was going to fly there. I had
Not
a
sure.
car. I had my flight. Oh, and I got to use airline miles for my flight. I remember that. And so really the hotel cost was the only thing left for me. The class was taken care of. I just needed to get there. And so the day before I left, that money came in. So I'm telling you, how bad do you want it? Because we get in our own ways and we make those excuses. And it was a that changed my life. That trip changed my life in the fact that I started understanding that when we believe we can have it, the universe will help us get there. Now, I had to use my belief system. My belief system was that it was going to be really hard. And so it was really hard.
And
And
you
then
had
I
to face
started
that.
understanding that.
You had to face that that's what your belief system was.
Yeah, I had to, and I know you guys all helped me with that too. And it's like, well, what if it was easy? And you talked about that first trip I took to Spain. That was the very first one. And same thing. I traded a session for airline miles, got my tickets that way. I had a friend that was in Barcelona, stayed with her. And I literally think I left with $200 in my pocket, and that was it. And it was a leap of faith trip, and it was hard. It was a hard trip. I one day I hope to experience Barcelona a little bit better, but I did get to do
Yeah,
Ibiza
you got there.
and we did fun things there. But when I got back, I had another friend who had also gone to Spain, and she said, and I was all proud of myself. I did this trip to Barcelona for under $500. And she's like, well, I manifested the money to go and I did it on my terms. And I got to do it this way, this way, and this way. And I didn't have all this resistance and I didn't have to worry about money and stress about this and that. And I was like, oh, the idea that I could manifest it a different way hadn't crossed my mind. So then came along, it was shortly after that, I think that it was the what came after that? Was it the Mount Shasta? No. No. I can't remember which one came after that, but it started getting easier and easier. Now, like we were just talking about Egypt, it's my third trip to Egypt. We've been to Thailand, to Spain, to oh gosh, all the places. I can't even remember them all. But
Yeah,
yeah, so
well, Leslie.
I'm here as your example that
You really
you
like to
can
be
do.
the poster child for things.
I do.
So
Well, for this, I definitely do. But yeah, I am the definitely the poster child of I got nothing, and now look at
I
me now.
really wanted to be there and it worked.
Yeah, I found a way and it worked. So start booking the tickets, and then know that. Just know that you're going. Find a way. Start with Santa Fe. Get yourself there. Egypt, we want you there. Egypt wants you there. So know that you deserve it and that you're going to have a great time and that it's going to be easy for you. And when you're there, you're not going to have to worry about anything. You're going to have more than enough to take that trip and to handle things when you get home, and all the things that you need will be there. And that was another tip was, well, what do you need to make it happen? Sit down and write that down. What do you need to make that happen? The universe wants to know.
And it's probably, and when you see it written down like that, it's probably not as much as you were thinking, because we have this tendency to build things up. It's like, no, I can't go, I can't, because da da da, and we build it. But if we go, what needs to have happened, or what do I need for it to happen, then it's different. That's coming from a different angle, and we don't build it like we do the other. You know, it's like the others are probably not even realistic. They're just things we just create, putting our, those are the what ifs. What
Yeah.
if is just fear? That's all what if is. It's, you know, when you start going on the what if route, that's conscious mind in fear of all kinds of things. The uncertainty, I don't know if I can do this, I don't know if I can make this happen, I don't know what if. See, it's all the what if, what if, what if. But what if it works? Maybe it could work. So see, go from
Yeah.
that direction. If it could work, what? You know? So rather than the fear angle, go from the excited, this can happen.
Yeah,
And
and will happen. Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, so it seems
Okay.
just a, it's a shifting issue, and it's not a big shift that we do in our thought process. But it is a shift.
Here's another thing to think about is sometimes you guys usually start like a Facebook page for the retreat, right? And in that page, other people, you can reach out and say, hey, does anybody want to share a room or an Airbnb? And boom, your cost goes way down. So those are things to think about too.
Absolutely. There's
Fly in at
lots.
the same time, share a rental car. There's a lot of ways to really reduce your cost. So get creative and get there because you're going to have fun. And the people that
Oh
you
my
end up
gosh, yeah.
connecting with are going to be really important.
Lifetime friends. Yes.
Yep. It gives me chills.
Yeah, very cool.
I like it. All right, that just boosted the attendance. Everybody get there.
Yeah.
We're
And
gonna all go
we
party.
should, I think it's Thursday of next week, we will be launching the retreat. We'll be going live with it on the site.
Yay.
So be
Then we can
ready.
start making it official. I love it. All right, are we ready for Miss Beautiful Butterfly Wings of the Sky? I can't say it, but
But they're there.
they're
Can
there.
you repeat where the retreat's at again?
The what?
Can you repeat where the retreat is going to be
Oh,
at again?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Thank you.
Well, thank
Thank you all.
you. Okay. Queen Tiffany,
Nice.
I was watching the TV series Outlander, and a line in the series caused me to Google my family history.
Oh.
You
Ooh.
won't get the Campbells and McDonald's in a room together. Anyways, I feel this helped me remember an adoption loop I'm stuck in from epic bloodline battles. My whole adoptive family have suffered passing, with my father just dying recently. How do I end this karmic loop from playing out any further? Enough suffering from past happenings. I feel like I keep playing out each side of the story, and I don't want to repeat this anymore.
I think you're doing a huge step right now by just saying, I don't want to keep doing this.
Well,
You know,
and
by
recognizing that's
recognizing
what it
it.
is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
recognizing it, and just like, because being awareness is everything. You know, that's, you have to start with that. Yeah. And then going, you know, it stops here. It stops with me. That's huge
Yeah.
right there.
And, if you want to add an element to it, I always like the Ho'oponopono prayer and just put it out there in the lines of, in those etherical lines of the ancestors. And just see it all being healed and complete and released, and just see it in your head. And you don't have to involve anybody else.
No.
You just do it all energetically through your infinite
Yeah.
wisdom.
That's what this, I don't know if you all, wait, those of you that can see me, and I have to go up high, but usually it's done in front of your solar
You do
plexus.
that and your camera went
Yeah.
up too,
I'm like,
so you're like higher.
what I'm doing is, I've got my hand, I'm doing an infinity sign with my hand, okay? And then I'm going this way, like from me out. So that, and what this does is it represents ease and flow. And so it makes the energy between you and whatever you're thinking about. It could be an event, a person, ancestral lines, whatever it is, like your question there, all of that, you think of that, and that's what you're working with between you and that. And it's easy, it's smoothing out the energies. And it's really cool. I'll do this in crowds, and everybody said they can feel it. You know, they can see, feel how it just calms everything down. I notice the room temperament changes immediately. But a lot of them say they can feel it. So
Yeah.
anyway, but it's definitely, it's ease and flow. And if nothing else, at the very, very least, it's very calming to you. So if you're uptight about something, this baby, you know, then it helps you kind of get back in alignment with you, why you're here and what you're doing. It may be that you're giving yourself a very grand thing that isn't necessarily yours to do.
Yeah.
So this helps put you back in perspective with what is real and what is actual for you.
I'm watching you do that and what you're saying, and it's making me think of also how everything is our mirror. And when you brought yourself back into peace and calm, the mirror around you was peace and calm. So I think it just all kind of,
I know what is going on.
oh, give us a message. Give us a
Yeah, well,
message.
where we're doing, hey, I'm, you know, if anything comes in, that was close though, with just what I've been saying, there have been pieces there.
Yeah.
I think that was it, actually, what we just said. What I just said was your message. It's not yours. I mean, you can say it stops here, and that's your awareness that you go forward with, but it's not necessarily yours to heal all these things. That's their stuff. That's their drama. That's their history. That's right. And whoever wants to keep playing that game, that's their business. If you don't choose that to be your game anymore, then you step off that wheel. See, karma is only something that you stay with if you choose to play it. You're staying on that wheel. At any point, it's like a treadmill or a hamster wheel. It's going and you're still on it. Oh, here we go again. We're doing the same thing over and over again and keep doing it, keep doing it. Have you ever noticed, what does a hamster wheel look like? What does a treadmill look like? Are they boarded up on each side where you can't get out of there? They all open. And I was told all you have to do is walk off. Like the treadmill, it's like just step off of it. A hamster wheel, that was just showing me the same thing. The hamster wheel, you just divert, go over here, get off of it. You don't have to stay on it. So, see, people that are doing things that appear karmic, that's what they're saying. It's just appearing, it's not actually, because it's just habit. We do a lot of things out of habit. We've been doing it for centuries and eons and lifetimes and ancestral, all this stuff. And so this is our karma. This is just how we've chosen to play this game, and everybody keeps choosing to do the same thing over and over again. And that's what I feel like is your thing to say, it stops here. I'm not going to be on this same treadmill or this same hamster wheel. I'm going to do something different, and that's my choice. If you guys want to keep playing it, that's your business. Those of you back there, because that's the only impact we have on the history is what we do. We really can't go back and change anything. But by us changing ourselves, that reverberates out to all the other timelines, you know. And what if it's healing, whatever, it really doesn't matter to us. See, and this is where I feel like some people, we get so hooked up in, what am I doing for you out there? I want to heal. I want to heal all these things. And it's like, that is not what's important. What's important is what you're doing for you. Focus back on you. I think we do a lot of that so we don't have to focus on ourselves, because that one is a little harder. It's
It
like, do
is
I
a
really
little
have to look
harder.
at me and what's going on in me? I'd rather look at all your stuff and all your stuff, and I'm going to heal you and you and you.
I'm
But
not going to understand that it also is a reflection of my stuff
exactly.
because, yeah, it's easier to think it's all out here. But I think that's powerful, and one of the things maybe that getting off that hamster wheel is forgive yourself for the part you played when you were on it. You know, I forgive myself for the part I'm playing and keeping that going, or carrying the burden of taking that on as if it was mine to heal it. You know, my job, my responsibility. It's not. And that's when we start that evolution process. You know, as light workers, we're here to be of service to humanity and all of that. And we get it in our heads that it's our job to to heal all these things. Well, I'm going to use a word that everybody loves. That's your ego that
It
wants,
is.
that's doing
It
that.
really is. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah, you're here to heal whatever you need to heal for yourself and start to understand that again, what you're seeing outside of yourself. When I got this understanding, it was a life changer of how I respond to the world, because what I'm experiencing outside of me is a mirror. It's my mirror. It's not happening to me, it's happening for me, that kind of thing. And the more you understand that and start to see the mirroring of it and start to go, oh, where am I judging someone, or where am I doing that in my life, or why is that showing up like this, and what did my soul want to learn from that? And you start doing it like that, all of a sudden then all the characters in your play start to change the roles that they're playing in your play.
Yes, and
And
they'll change too.
yeah, they do. It just changes. And it's like, well, how is that part of ascension if
Yeah,
it's just about me and my own role in
because it's
this?
always about you.
But it there's a lot we don't know about our souls and that path. And some believe that we're all aspects of the same soul. Well, if we are all aspects of the same soul, and you're healing that aspect that's playing the role of you, you're healing all the aspects of your soul.
Exactly.
So by doing your own inner work, you're actually doing the thing that you think you came here for in the masses.
Yeah, but it's not the out, it's the in, and it always starts with you. This is the only way you can effectively do anything. Anything at all is by to start with you. You've got to look at yourself.
And then that's how that ripples out,
Yes.
and then you start experiencing life differently. And when you stop taking on, oh my goodness, I can't even watch her anymore. What's happening over here? I'm just going to stop talking and see what happens here.
No, keep going. I don't know
Oh, I
what.
don't know about that. You seem like there's something that's ready to just explode out of you, and it's.
It'll come out. I mean, it usually happens while I'm talking, and I wasn't, it was just while you're talking, and it just everything's going crazy. So, but I'm not getting anything. If I do, I'll say it. But
Okay. Now
is
where was
somebody
I with
okay?
that?
Something to, is somebody else having this effect? Maybe, you know, maybe that's it. I'm picking up on somebody else's stuff.
I have a good example of something where, we're very empathic people, right? And on our trip, there was one of the events that we were supposed to get to do got canceled because of weather. And so there was some disappointment there, right? Well, one of the girls that's just always cheery, 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 and laughing, having fun, she was always the one that would get everybody else giggling and doing all that. She was just really struggling with it, and was like, well, what's happening here? She goes, I don't understand it, because I mean, I understand we can't go out on the water because the weather, blah blah blah. And we're like, okay. And she goes, but I just am struggling with it. Well, there was another person struggling with it too, and it turned out that that person's room was right underneath or right over top. Anyways, the rooms were stacked, and I was like, wait a minute. Where's this person's room? Okay, and where's your room? Okay. So and she said that when her roommate came in the room, it kind of broke it for her, and she was kind of snapped out of it and felt like herself again. And she goes, what was that? So we realized that she was picking up on this energy that was probably both of them, but also the rest of us were disappointed as well. And
Yeah.
so it just kind of amplified their energy. And these are some of the things that we can talk about in this as well, because we're picking up on other energies that aren't
Yes.
ours.
Yeah.
And so when she finally realized what it was, it was actually really, really cool, because in sitting at the table with a handful of us, we kind of figured out what it was, and then we figured out the answer or a solution,
Yeah.
because we were free from that drama part of it all of a sudden. And then we're like, well, what if what if you guys did this or this? And so she went and actually asked the other person, do you want to go do this with me instead? Because we couldn't go out and do the thing. And they went and did something else and they had a great time. And, and it shifted all that energy. And it was like, that was really cool. Because one of the things we did on the trip is we really encouraged everybody to share what's happening. Share it because you might not be the only one getting that feeling. You might not be the only one with that thought or that idea or whatever. And once we start sharing it, it really can shift things or open things up for us. And that's
Yeah,
kind of what
and you
happened.
don't need to wonder why. Why am I picking? I mean, because that was just coming in too. It's like one of our first questions is usually, well, why am I picking up your stuff? Why am I doing that? Why am I doing that? Don't worry about that part. We are just very sensitive, and maybe there is some a common denominator there. That and if there is, or it's something that's really important for you to know, it will make itself evident.
A lot of times, like I was saying, we were all disappointed. So we all had that common denominator. And then she was in close vicinity to the other person, and it kind of amplified it, like all of our energy amplified it. And her being that in extremely sensitive, it just she had that resonant disappointment that just kind of got a little bigger. But the beautiful part is she's the kind of person that would share it and not, she wasn't just keeping it to herself and trying to put on a happy face or anything. She's just like, you guys, I'm just having the weirdest experience with this. It's like, thank you for sharing that. Because we were able to just kind of, and it didn't take us very long either. It was just kind of like, well, what's happening with that? And as facilitators, we were, we were bummed because we couldn't provide this thing that we wanted to do. And so being able to help shift that energy was helpful for us. And so, she served a purpose in helping us shift our energy as well by being open about it. And so anyways, I guess where I'm going with this is by even sharing that on the show, asking us this question, we're sitting here thinking about things, talking about it, getting other ideas and thoughts and possibilities, and opening our minds about things can really shift it and get a new perspective, get a new way to think about it, new way to deal with something, and it can really change it for you. So,
Absolutely.
yeah. All right. I don't know if anybody's asking any more questions in there. We'll check in with Tiffany and see if there's any more.
Nope. All
You
you.
guys are so quiet.
So what's going on, guys? What?
They're like, we know Tracy's full of stories today. Yeah. I have a funny story about one of the hotels that we stayed in. I don't remember the name of it, but we were in Cairo the last couple nights in Cairo, and the hotel's right on the Nile, and it's like this cylinder hotel, a really cool place. Really a fun place to stay. But we got back from our that was the day I think we did the step or the second pyramid, something like that. Anyways, we all get back. Oh, I know what it was. We got to go out to dinner on a river cruise boat. And
Nice.
we got back from that, and we're standing on some of our people were leaving that night, and we're standing on the front steps, and we're saying, saying our goodbyes, getting some pictures and stuff. And then we step on the steps and the lights go out. We're like, well, that's weird that they would turn the lights out as we're trying to come up the steps, so then we pop up into the lobby area and the lights go out in that area. And we're like, well, that's interesting. We look over at the desk and the lights are still on over at the desk. And so we go walking over there to ask them a question and the lights go out there. And we're like, man, what's happening? Everywhere we went, the lights went out.
We are powerful.
We are. And then we're like, oh no, did anybody end up on the elevator? So we're messaging everybody. Thank goodness we had three people that had jumped on the elevator and they were just about to push the button to the floor that they were supposed to go to, and the doors were starting to close and the power went out. And one of them was smart enough to stick his arm in the door and stop it. And so they were all able to get off the elevator. So, anyways, all of us end up finding each other and sitting in this great big lounge chair in the lobby. And after about an hour and a half, we were like, okay, Let's see if they'll let us just walk up to our rooms. Well, I was on the 23rd floor, so I wasn't excited about that, but they did. They agreed. And in order to get to the stairs, we had to go through the kitchen, some back hallways. It was a
Oh my
really weird
goodness.
place. It was definitely not like something you would find in the US. That would not have been okay. OSHA would have had a few things to say about that. But we start climbing, and luckily one of the girls was on the fifth floor, and she's like, "Does anybody just want to camp out in my room until the power comes back on?" So there
Nice.
was about three of us that went with her. So there's four of us. We had a little girl slumber party in her room until that came back on. But I was like, "You watch, the last person to get to the room, the lights will come on." They're like, "Okay, I'm in my room." Vroom, the lights come on. They're like, "I literally just sat on my bed after climbing 21
Oh, funny.
stories."
Well, that was that's so funny.
I was like, oh my God, I'm glad I stopped at the fifth floor. But anyway, so that's my fun story.
Yeah. I
We
understand we have
played
another
with
question.
power.
So,
We
well,
played
we have a
with power in
question. Can we
Ireland.
do that?
Yep. One more question.
Cosmo Princess Tiffany. Question, do you have any tips for us when we feel that we are picking up that energy from another person? I have a friend who has depression. I'll add to at least two different times when I reached out to this friend, I noticed the energy was still with me 48 hours later. I admit I allow myself to worry about her, so that's the challenge.
One of the things, and it used to seem like people got, anyway, I may come back with this. I don't know. We'll see. But one of the things, like early on, I was taught, it's like they were telling me when I was first picking up on other people's stuff, and I didn't know that was what was happening. I was just like, why am I feeling like this? This is not normal. I don't understand why I'm so depressed or I'm whatever, because I'm not normally a depressed person. And that's what I was told is you're picking, if you look at it, is this my energy? And if it's not, it is somebody else. And I like that you're already recognizing it's not yours, it's somebody else's. But just that act of acknowledging this isn't mine, many times that will cut it off and it will just stop you from absorbing it. It's like, it's not my energy. And you can go further and say, send it back or send it somewhere else, whatever. This is where some people I get different things when I say send it back because it's not mine. And now people say, well, I just say send it to the earth. I was like, I don't want to send it back to them. It's like, I think that's getting too technical. That's ego coming in. That's a little conscious mind stuff coming in. I want to affect it this way. I just say it's not mine. And just that act of it detaches it from me. It's like it just stops. It like it cuts. And so just acknowledging it. But like you're saying, when you worry about them, see, you know that this is what you're doing. Because when you worry about them, you've just attached yourself right back to all that stuff, all those feelings.
Well,
So
and worrying is amplifying that energy.
absolutely. Yes. Yeah, you're that, and that's the energy that you're giving to that person. So think about what energy would you like them to have? Do you want them to have that worry, that negative worry energy, or do you want them to have something upbeat, uplifting, anything? I'd like to see hugging, or sending love, sending hugs, sending high vibes, things like that. So if you have a choice of energy to send to somebody, make it that rather than worry energy.
I like to do I do two things. I see it kind of like little octopus arms going out, and we're just lobbing onto everybody's stuff. Pull those back to yourself. Just pull your energy back to yourself. You're not hurting the other person by pulling your energy back to you. And then ask to be cleared of the energy that isn't yours to carry. But then I tend to say a little prayer, calling in, if you want to help that person. So, if it was Tiffany, I'd be like, thank you, universe, for surrounding Tiffany with exactly what she needs right now in this time that she's feeling the way she is, and that you can help her shift this energy, and the right people come at the right time, the right place to just really help her move this energy, and she can see how wonderful she is and how great she is. And I just start saying things like that and building it up in that energetic way. And just do something like that for them if you want to put that energy in there. But then again,
You're
when you're
doing so
done with
much more.
that, bring your energy back to
Bring
you,
yours back, yeah.
because otherwise you're still in that soup. So they're
Great
great
question.
lessons for bringing it back. And, keep your energy to you. And, try, if you're talking to them in person, ask them how they would want it to be different. Get them to start thinking about how they actually want to feel. And those would be positive things to do too.
And I think we've been called on time. So
Yeah. Yep.
love you
I have to
all. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Tracy. Welcome back. And
Thank
thank you,
you.
everyone,
Glad to
for
be
being
back.
here. We
Thank
love
you,
you.
everyone. Thank
Bye.
you, Tiffany. Bye.